Four people are missing after heavy rain triggered a series of landslides in Sitka early this morning. Recovery efforts have been suspended while officials wait for the affected slopes to stabilize. KCAW's Rachel Waldholtz reports.
Those missing were all likely involved in the construction of several new homes on Kramer Avenue, about 2 miles from downtown Sitka. The slide in that area destroyed one of the new homes entirely and at least damaged another, though the full extent of the damage was still unclear Tuesday afternoon. Neighbors have reported a second slide on the northern end of Kramer Avenue in an area that has not yet been developed. The area remained unstable Tuesday afternoon, and officials suspended search and rescue efforts over fears of further landslides, though rescuers did manage to pull a dog alive from the debris. The neighborhood below the slide has been evacuated. Heavy rains triggered what now appear to be at least 3 major landslides and a handful of smaller ones in Sitka on Tuesday morning, prompting the city to declare a state of emergency. A slide across Sawmill Creek Road heavily damaged the administration building at the Gary Paxton Industrial Park, Sitka's former pulp mill site, about 8 miles from downtown. No injuries were reported, but the building was evacuated, along with bunkhouses belonging to local fish processor Silver Bay Seafoods. A third slide was reported in a more remote area on Harbor Mountain. Harbor Mountain Road has been closed above the first gate at the bottom of the hill. Sawmill Creek Road has been closed beyond Silver Bay Seafoods as crews work to remove the debris. The National Weather Service recorded over 2.5 inches of rainfall in the 6-hour period between 4 and 10 a.m. Tuesday. The flash flooding prompted temporary trail closures at Sitka National Historical Park. Flooding in the parking lot of the Sitka Laundry Center on Halibut Point Road opened a sinkhole the size of a large van in the pavement. 2 propane tanks on the edge of the sinkhole have since been removed. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.